This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program featuring the talents, the likable voice of one Jay Kirshner. I'm the Dougster as we think about the important things in the world as to why the chicken crossed the road. We all kind of know why the chicken crossed the road, right?
Well, yeah, but, to get to the other side.
But what about
what was
sheep?
On the other side?
Yeah, what about cows? There's a video. We had actually a cow got out yesterday on the farm here, a cow that I've been nursing along, a sweet little heifer calf, a cow actually now. But she hasn't had an easy time of it because she has respiratory problems. And so I've been kind of letting her wander around the farm. And so yesterday she was feeling her oats because everybody was feeling better. So she walked out into the street. And so we had to, you know, chase her down. And one of the guys on the farm, in his excitement, gets out of his truck to chase the calf, the cow, and but she's halfway between a calf and a cow. But she weighs probably about 400 or 500 pounds, and is a yearling heifer. So he gets out of his truck, leaves it in drive, and he's on a hill. So he's chasing the cow there, and then somebody screams, "Look, the truck's going backwards down the hill!" Some guy's coming around the corner in a brand new Tesla. Well, I don't have to tell you, boys and girls, what happened. It wasn't pretty. And so this guy's
amazing.
He was very nice about it, but the front of his car is pretty well crinkled up. And so, you know, but I can't yell at the guy who chased the calf, except, you know, you have to have presence of mind. The calf, well, he was worried the calf of the cow was going to get run over. And the way people drive, even on this country road where I am, you know, anything can happen because nobody expects to see a cow in the middle of the road. And it's a windy, narrow road, so who knows. But anyway, so I was thinking about the video of the animals stopping traffic that we've seen. There's a lot of it on social media. A lot of people don't really understand cows and, you know, the animals that do get out and just, they're not out to do any harm. They're just being themselves. There was one of the videos that showed a lot of sheep heading across a highway in Idaho. Did you see that? It was this massive spectacle. People I know, I'm sure somebody got a video of what happened here yesterday. That'll show up at some place. And in Yellowstone last week, cars halted for a herd of bison, buffaloes, that are in their calving season. They're dropping calves.
That sounds about right, though.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, you go through these parks and you see what goes on in the parks. They were doing that long before there was a road. The road's kind of an add-on. They're living and doing what comes naturally, as well they ought to. But I think that's kind of an interesting way. At springtime everywhere. And I just like... I was looking at this story. There's another one about Mojave Max. Have you seen Mojave Max? This is a turtle. Well, they call them tortoises because it's so big. There's a tortoise and there's a turtle. Turtles are small, tortoises are big. And so, not unlike, I guess, Punxsutawney Phil in a manner of speaking, this tortoise comes out every year at the same time. They've called him Mojave Max. He lives at a preserve in Nevada outside of Las Vegas. And his emergence from wintertime marks the start of spring, so they say. And so Max came out yesterday or the day before, maybe over the weekend, and they made a big deal out of it. There's a contest in which they have 2,000 people who guess when this guy is going to come out of his cave, and there are prizes attached to it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But because it was a colder than winter, than usual winter there, the rain and all that stuff, Max stayed inside a lot longer than he usually does. Normally he comes out in March, but he didn't come out until April 24th because that's when things finally warmed up. And so there was one person, I think, that was that got a weekend in Vegas at some hotels and gambling and all that stuff, who was, but most of everybody, because it was a local contest, most everybody figured it would be February or March. The earliest date that this guy's ever appeared was February 14th. That was about 20 years ago. And the latest date until this year was April 17th, and that was back in 2012. So because of the weather, and of course, global warming, that's it. Messed up Mojave Max. We're following up everything here. Anyway, so it's, I don't know, kind of cute to see what's going on as we get into springtime, younger than springtime. There's a gold rush in California. The snowfall, this is an, no, seriously, have you heard this? The
snowfall.
Yeah, the snowfall and the rain. The heavy rain has exposed a lot of gold up in Northern California. So people are realizing it's up there, and they're going running up to bring their pickaxes, and they're bringing their hammers and chisels and stuff, trying to carve. Yeah, right, exactly.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Very retro of 2023.
Isn't it, though, huh? Yep, I think it's great. You know, we were talking yesterday about the last guy alive from Pearl Harbor. And then the one who is, I forget his name, you had his name, who is still alive. One of them died, he was 106, and the one who's still alive is 105, I think, something like that. And this fellow's name, I don't remember the name of the guy who died, but I know that Ernest Horstall is the one who is having his 105th birthday. And apparently this week he's gotten 4,000 cards from people all around the country.
Wow.
Isn't that, that's very cool. I think
that's amazing.
Cool. Anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
Ken Potts is the one who just died at 102, right. One of the last ones.
Yeah, right. All right, here's the story of these three high school seniors who were arrested after throwing a rock at a car with a woman in it. I think she was driving just outside of Denver, if I'm not mistaken, and she was killed.
Yeah.
The rock went through her windshield.
And they've been seeing this. We see this every so often where some kids just causing chaos or ruckus or whatever, and they just start throwing rocks at oncoming cars. And it happens pretty sporadically, but Colorado was seeing it happening a lot. A lot of people were coming in with car damage, and then they find that it was these three kids who had apparently at least, they can prove that they did it to seven cars. One of them it ended in a fatality. And now not only is that woman dead, these three seniors in high school who should still have the rest of their lives ahead of them are now facing charges because they killed a woman.
So should they go to jail for the rest of their lives? That's a question on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Should these three youngsters who were responsible for killing this woman go to jail? Well, they knew what they were doing, so it
and
wasn't like
legally adults. They are all 18. Yeah,
right. So this should be a warning. This should get lots and lots of publicity. They should be pursued to the full extent of the law, and go to jail for as long as possible. They're seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. So what goes on in your mind? What do you think is fun? To throw a rock at somebody in the car? What is the matter with you?
They don't think that anything truly significant or that bad will happen.
It's time they
learn. In other states, too. I know somebody who had a piece of, it seemed like a piece of a car or some kind of metal equipment that was thrown at her car and landed on her sunroof. Normally, she drives with her sunroof open, and that day, for some reason, she had her sunroof closed.
Yeah. Here's another one. Driver of a FedEx truck knocked unconscious. Son was sitting behind him. A rock was thrown through his windshield down in Georgia. So here's this. What, are we going to have an epidemic of this stuff? The rock was thrown through the windshield, knocked the driver unconscious. The son was able to, this was a semi, his son was able to pull the truck over apparently and stop it. But at any rate, this is a guy who's seriously hurt. And if it weren't for his son, who knows, if the truck went out of control, who would have been hurt or killed on the highway?
Yeah, exactly.
Another rock-throwing thing. Oh, man. All right, so the whole business about what's going on in the Capitol Is this a showdown between the Republicans and the Democrats because the Republicans are using the debt limit situation as leverage to achieve policy priorities that ought to be all, not just Republican priorities, should be everybody's priority, right? The bill is being used as kind of a hook in the debt limit negotiations, as well it ought to be. I think that McCarthy and the rest of the people in there showed some starch, and even though their agenda may be, some people say, well, the Republicans are trying to do this, that, other thing, they're trying to kill. You know what? It's time we wake up and grow up. And stop spending. You can't spend money that you don't have. I can't spend money I don't have. So why should they be able to spend money that they don't have? It's an age-old argument. It's not so old because it's only been 20 years since when we went into Iraq in 2003. So that's when it started. So in 20 years, we've racked up $30 trillion in debt, where we had none before George Bush went after the Iraqis. Bill Clinton left the situation. And so all of the liberal media, I don't like that term, maybe the Democrat, I don't know what to call it, but the New York Times, the Washington Post, that ilk, MSNBC, is chiding the Republicans because they're trying to ruin the government and they're trying to ruin your lives. You know how irresponsible it is to say that? It is crazy to think that we can keep spending and taxing and spending and taxing and spending and taxing and the economy isn't going to suffer. Look around you right now. The reason we have a problem in the economy is because there's too much spending by the federal government. That's it in a nutshell. And you can blame some of it on the Chinese and what happened during COVID. That's legitimate. But blaming it doesn't fix it. So fixing it means cutting spending. Stop with all of this stuff. You know, it's nice to have plans. It's nice to want to help people and build better roads and all that stuff. We ought to be addressing why the roads are in lousy shape. I was about to use the S word, but I edited myself. Anyway, isn't this all? It's food for thought for sure. So think about it as we move into 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Progressive covers pets and our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail.
Weird. Anyway,
Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends and up to 70% off. Shop at WagNSave.com. That's WagNSave.com. Wagon Save offers fast 2-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at WagonSave.com. That's WagNSave.com.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Allergies out of my throat here. 23 after the hour. The hour? Yes, this is the hour. As opposed to the other hour and the next hour. This is the hour. And so we focus during this portion of every hour of the Good Day program with Jay and Doug on social media. So Doug Steffen's Good Day show posts questions or asks you to come up with something that we can share with the audience and you can share with each other. As listeners, there's a club here. Kind of, it's a large club, but it's a good club. So Jay has asked you to give us some good news, which is something we ought to do actually every day. And I try to present in different forms, pretty much with every hour and every half hour, a good news story. Here's a lady who has some, well, she had a perspective on good news. She lives in the area of dominant influence and listening to us, as I think she has been for a while. I recognize her name, up in WSDE land, Cobleskill, Schoharie County in New York. She brings up the story of this guy Hussein who's going to trial. So I'm trying to find the good news here, and I'm not sure that I can find it. She called it good news because he's going to face a trial by jury. I'm not sure this is our actual point in asking for good news. But
when she said good news, depends on your perspective.
Yes, it does. Yep, right about that. All right, let's see. Here's John, who shares with us a copy of a car that he's been working on as a project. This is kind of neat. I'm looking at it and I'm trying to figure out what kind of a car it is. I want to think it's an old Ford, but I bet he's listening and he'll tell us what it is. Did you see that picture, Jay?
Yeah, he's about ready to put a timer on it.
Yeah, on our social media. Yep. Here's Margaret, who's sending us pictures of some of the red buds where she is in Northwest Ohio. It's springtime, yep. A lot of the beautiful purple flowers and the trees that have all kinds of beautiful lilacs. I'm waiting for the lilacs, frankly. Right. Here's Gretchen, who says it's only 11 days till she retires. I guess that's a good news,
right? For her.
Yeah. Terry is vacationing.
Yeah.
Yep. Terry's vacationing in Myrtle Beach. She has her two daughters and her two granddaughters with her, having a wonderful time. Good for you. Let's see. Lynn says the world keeps turning and the sun rises every day. We must find some good in that. Yep, absolutely.
Amen, sister.
Yep, amen. Leonard said, as always, a great show, but you... you hit the car. It was your fault. I told the story on the air earlier in the week of me backing into a young lady's car and what my thoughts were on it. So, okay, Leonard, got your message. Thank you.
If you thought that car was parked too close, you should have asked them to move it. Is what
yes, I should have. If I'd have seen it, I would have done that. Thank you very much. Here's Jeremy, who said, artificial intelligence is going to take over the world. Any intelligence has to be better than what we have now. Is that good? I suppose maybe, right? In a manner of speaking, it could be.
I don't know. I feel like everybody needs to go see the movie Idiocracy with Owen Wilson. No,
yeah.
Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson.
Yeah,
is it?
Luke Wilson.
And
yeah.
It is what could happen if all of the technology and AI really take over the world and we become so reliant on it and forget to just not only think for ourselves but function for ourselves.
Yep. Okay, here's Jeff, who says, the good news is I just saved 30% of my car insurance by switching to Geico. That's pretty funny. Let's see here. Who else? Dave, I'm not voting for Biden. That's good news. Well, you know what? We have something in common then, sir, because I'm not voting for him either. Here's Jim, who says...
That's the good news. Again, good news is perspective.
That's right. Jim says, as far as he's concerned, Tucker getting fired is good news. So there you go. Lots of different representations of your thoughts. Thank you for sharing. 28 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden will participate in a Take Your Child to Work Day celebration on the South Lawn today. That'll be taking place at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This evening, he will be meeting in a campaign call with supporters of his re-election bid. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. The system saw baseball-sized hail on areas in Texas and Florida yesterday. In fact, the severe weather left more than 5 million people across Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The National Football League's New York Jets introduced their new quarterback, former Green Bay Packer Aaron Rodgers.
I'm excited about the new adventure here in New York.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, trying to make you happy every single day. We're on the air, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffens, and the Good Day program. My mission is not necessarily to make you happy, but to bring things together, put perspectives on things, and make you think that there's more than one way to think, right? Because there always are two sides. Isn't that what they say, two sides to every argument?
I always heard three.
Three.
Depending on how many people, because you have each individual person, and then you have the truth side.
No, what's the difference between truth and fact? Because truth can be one thing to one person. Mm-hmm. My truth is.
Exactly.
And then facts don't necessarily always bear the proof that's necessary to prove that whatever some person's point of view is a fact. Rather, is the truth.
We see things as we are, not as they are. We experience things based on our own mental state, not the facts, always.
Well, I think we become victims of our own negative thinking. I know I feel that way every once in a while when somebody will call me Captain Curmudgeon or something like that, because I do sometimes focus on stuff that's gone wrong, and then I try to balance it, and that's where the Good Day program comes in, and you and others who, when I say or do things, are motivated, and I try to motivate people on the up and up, tell you different stories about different realities. But I think there are a lot of challenges to our survival at the moment, literally and figuratively. And so we individually choose to focus on what may make us, what makes us happy. And sometimes nasty, angry people are happy because they come up with nasty, angry stuff. However, finding something to be happy about every day can help you shift away from some of that. That's why I think I've survived as well as I have, because even though there are things that drive me crazy, there is a balance. And I see it maybe if in no other way than looking at pictures of my children, my grandchildren, and talking with you, Jay, every day, and all the people that listen to the program. Look at some of the things we were just talking about in social media. It's, you know, so there are days, and I've said that Mercury's in retrograde, and it's kind of a tough one. Until, I think, what, the 13th of May? Are we in retrograde until, I think, the 13th of May?
Mm-hmm.
And so there are things, for example, if you have the desire to marry somebody, would you marry them between now and May 13th? I don't think so.
Yeah, why not? If the venue was open and you already had it kind of scheduled.
I suppose. If it was been in the works, yeah, right. What happens if a child is born into your world today? How is that going to change your day or your life? For a lot of people, it is having a child, and Jay, you can attest to this, and I can tell you what happened when my son and daughter were born, and even the grandchildren. It is a life changer. Mm-hmm. Everything changes the moment that child comes out of the womb. Everything changes. Everything. And hopefully, for the most part, it's for the better. Especially if the child is healthy and is going to grow up in good surroundings, and that's up to you. You're the one who makes up your mind to give the child the best that you can give. It isn't about money. It's about, I guess, security and love, much as anything else, right?
And for the most part, we always hear those stories about it's not always that way, or we know people who do not have great relationships with their parents that started from childhood. But I think for the most part, for many of us, it's almost like the moment we see that baby, our very DNA changes.
Yep, for sure. So I guess my point here is I'm going off on a tangent, but happiness, if I can leave you with this thought in my mind to your mind, happiness may not always come easily into our lives, but you have been conditioned to believe that there are unmet expectations in life. Whether it be sadness, anger, guilt, fear, or happiness. And the more we expose ourselves to a lot of the crap that's on social media, I think the more impact it has on us. Do we all have the power to choose happiness over unhappiness? Absolutely. Every single day, all day long. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. And whenever I go down there, that brings a chuckle and a smile to most people's minds. So anyway, I shouldn't say enough of that, because there's never enough happiness. But, as is usual, we have to contrast the good with the bad. Here's the story of a fox that bit six people, including a child, out in Rochester, New York. The fox tested positive for rabies. Public health authorities confirming that the lab results showed the animal was infected with rabies. So why do I tell you that story? What is there in it for you? Why would I bring it up? Because it's not very pleasant. So the reason that I bring it up is because there are more and more of these instances that are being recorded all around the country where animals, whether it's a fox or coyote, whether it's a raccoon, it's a squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of animals that have been infected with rabies, which is a dangerous, it doesn't kill the animal, but it'll kill you if you get enough of it in your system. And because these animals are emboldened more than they ever have been, the idea that the developments that are being built are pushing these animals that have lived where they have lived forever, and then all of a sudden there's a house there. So they stay in the neighborhood, and they want what they want, but if they can't find what they want, they're going to go chase you. Coyotes can be very dangerous.
Well, especially when it comes to rabies, they're just...
And right, exactly.
Angry. Like, I don't even want to say angry, but they're just this uncontrollable aggro they want to attack.
Yeah, huh? Well, but they don't know they have rabies. They're not attacking because they have the rabies. They attack because, that's kind of what
I thought that that's what rabies did, that it makes them a lot more agitated and more likely to attack. That's why a lot of times what it...
Yeah, but that's the consequence of the attack, the rabies, are very deadly. The rabies, the virus that is rabies, yeah, it does, you're right, it changes their mind, it changes their mental makeup, their brains change when they have rabies, you're right. And so they become more aggressive. But then when they bite somebody with the rabies, that gets into their blood system, and it does the same kind of thing. Rabies can make you crazy, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Literally make you crazy. So you got to watch out for that. Okay, let's see. As long as I'm in the dead zone, there are a number of people who have been killed in Kenya. This starvation cult, have you heard this story? The investigation has started into this cult. Followers are told to starve themselves. And so that's what they do. Sort of reminds me of the gym. Was that like 40 years ago? There was a cult in America, and hundreds of them died. They drank some kind of Kool-Aid, and I don't remember. But the cult as a word, by definition, it feels bad. When you say those four letters together, C-U-L-T, right? You all of a sudden raise your awareness or your interest in what the story is all about. So 200 people have been reported missing in this area, and the authorities have gone in there and found, like yesterday, I think they found 34 people, and then they've rescued a bunch more. But this has been going on for a couple of weeks, apparently.
Yeah, the death toll has reached 90.
Yeah. And supposedly, this is at the hands of some guy named Paul McKenzie. He runs the Good News International Church. Wow. This is the good news is that you die if you... What kind of sicko? This is back to what we were talking about. There's so many crazy people in the world doing crazy things, and it could be exacerbated if you got rabies into your system. Who knows? This guy's got a criminal record going back about 10 years. He was arrested last month in connection with the starvation death of a couple of children, but then he was released on his own recognizance. But then there's another probe going on into this guy. What would motivate somebody to be this nuts? Well, to lead people down this road and then for you to follow them.
Well, but they prey on people who have nobody, who just want to belong to somebody.
But what does he get out of it? What's in
power.
It for him?
Power.
100%. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, these people are narcissists. Absolutely. The leaders. They want people to follow them, and they want to feel larger than God. And it's really sad for the people who do fall for this, because they're lonely, typically want a sense of belonging, and it's not like it's shown as very cult-like at the beginning when they kind of do their wooing to get people to become members.
So could we use the term cult to apply to various religions, maybe various political parties, maybe various trains of thought? Can that term cult apply to a lot of different things, not just the way it's being used here?
I think
frankly,
some people would use the phrase cult-like mentality.
Yeah, maybe.
In certain issues there.
All right, names in the news. Jack Teixeira. Have we pronounced his name right? Teixeira? How do you... You corrected me on this the other day.
Oh, Jen did. Yeah, I think it was Teixeira.
Teixeira. Okay. You remember, you know that he's the National Guard airman who's accused of leaking classified files. Apparently, as he's been brought into court this week, one of the things, I don't know what this has to do with his release of all this information, whether this is just ancillary, but I noticed the number of news media outlets have picked up on his history of racist remarks and violent threats. And so why was this guy, if that's the case, still in the service and still allowed to have a gun? Why, if they knew this, he's got a history of these problems, what the heck is he doing in the National Guard? Hello? Anybody home there? Right? Am I right or am I crazy? I think I'm right. I hope I think. I know.
It definitely makes a valid point, but also people can get guns without any kind of background checks anymore. So it almost seems like a moot point.
Donald Trump is trying to stop Mike Pence from testifying. January 6th, grand jury continues. I don't think he can. I don't think he can stop. So Pence wants to run against Trump. There's no love lost between them, obviously. I wonder who Trump actually does love. You think I guess he loves his wife, right, and his children?
Oh, but, I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure he loves his family. There's some close friends, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, well.
Himself.
It didn't seem, You know, I don't think he does like himself. I don't think he would go down the streets with some of his comments the way he does if he loved himself. I don't think people who love themselves go off the way he goes off on people. I just don't. I think you have a. I just don't think you can love yourself and be as he is, frankly. I just don't. Thank you. Anyway, the other legal thing, E. Jean Carroll accusing Trump of raping her in the mid-90s. She told a pretty chilling story of what went on in that encounter when she was on the stand, and she ended her testimony by saying, quote, "I'm here to try to get my life back." So, I think that's a discussion that could be had and spent a lot of time doing it. And unfortunately, we don't have the time because 48 after the hour.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jeannie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends and up to 70% off. Shop at wag, save.com. That's wag, save.com. Wagon Save offers fast 2-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at wagonsave.com. That's wag, save.com.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour now. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos here to answer your questions. 855-999-3684 connects you to Ken and the question department. As a cardiologist, Ken, what does a flu diagnosis mean? If you have a heart problem, are you more at risk if you got the flu?
So, Doug, this is out of the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases in Copenhagen, Denmark, this week. And what they report is that people who get influenza, they could be six times more susceptible to having a heart attack in the days following a flu diagnosis. And this increase in heart attacks among patients diagnosed with influenza, I knew you were going to ask me, it's due to the inflammatory process that is created within the body when someone is fighting off the flu or other viral illnesses. And this inflammation in the body, it can make cholesterol plaques more vulnerable to rupture and blood more likely to clot. And this is the underlying mechanism of both heart attack and the strokes that are due to clots, the so-called ischemic stroke.
All right, next question has to do with what we're eating. I read a report this week about dietitians focusing on the various types of fried food and how it causes inflammation in your system, also weight gain. This is a hot topic, and I wonder how it's connected, the whole discussion of the issue of diet. I noticed that there was some information about type 2 diabetes being linked to having too many bad carbs and too much meat. And especially if it's fried, it's got to be a no-no, right?
Absolutely. Processed food, fried food, those should be treats. You're not doing them for your health.
You're not doing it. Yeah. I think it's healthy. Every once in a while, I have fried clams. And they don't agree with me. I do it, and I know I'm going to have a problem afterwards and reach for some Balance 7 or something, but I love fried clams. And it does depend sometimes. I didn't know this before, but they can be cooked like anything else in a fryer in different kinds of fats. So there's some fats that you cook this stuff in. And I've forgotten, frankly, the safflower. Well, no, if you're using olive oil, but I don't think they use those in the oilers when they are frying this food, right?
I doubt it.
So then what ties all of this together? Fried food and the fact that that'll lead to diabetes. I guess you eat too much of that stuff and lead to all kinds of things. I mentioned inflammation, back to the gut issue, I guess, yeah?
Well, there are about 10 foods that are especially good at causing inflammation, and fried foods, deep fried foods, is high up there on the list.
So if you're going into the Dairy Queen, or you go into wherever you go, I happen to like the Dairy Queen for lots of silly reasons. I don't go to McDonald's, and I don't like Burger King, and I don't go to Wendy's. But I will go to a Dairy Queen, and so I know that there are people in front of me. I'm watching them order their fried cheese. I'm thinking, what the heck are you doing to your body because they're so high in fat? But people like it because, as Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, would say, if it tastes good, people are going to eat it. So you just have to be thinking, is moderation okay in this circumstance?
Just make them treats, not a steady diet.
Yeah. All right. So you don't want to have something fried every single day. I guess that's what you're saying.
Unless you have your affairs in order.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Here's a study that has a question attached to it. The American Association for Cancer Research says fewer Americans are aware that HPV causes cancer. Isn't there a vaccine that people can take now to avoid getting HPV?
There definitely is. It's a bit painful, and, you know, it has a lot of hot-button issues associated with it. But, yes, there definitely is. And this is what causes the virus that causes human papillomavirus, that causes cervical cancer. And there is a vaccine, and it's something you need to talk to the doctor about, especially teenage women. But also men are involved in this also. So this is a conversation with the pediatrician.
So is the issue the controversy about the age in which it's administered?
That's part of it. It's also a painful vaccine, and also the question of whether you're not. There's a lot of issues. You know,
yes, sexual activity.
I'm not sexually active. Why do I need to take it? But
right.
We could spend the whole show talking about it.
Food for thought. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.